Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
It's one of the industries, though, that has been decimated by the lockdowns. And certainly talking to all my comedian pals who I've known over the years and been in the trenches with, it's a bloody tough year for a lot of people. Our next guest, though, has decided to create a festival to celebrate those who are brave enough to try to make other people laugh. Maureen O'Connell is director of the Dublin International Comedy Film Festival. And myself and Dave had a good chat to her about the festival.
Hey, I'm delighted to be here. So thank you guys so much for having me on.
We're delighted to talk about this because obviously, you know, we do comedy tours ourselves and we're both shocked that there has never been an international comedy film festival before on this island. And why the hell not, we ask?
I know, it's crazy biscuits. I mean, I don't know why. I was kind of hoping someone else would do it for quite some time because I've made a lot of comedy films. And no one ever did. So I've been talking about it, and then I just said, oh, here, I'll just do it myself.
Do you think it's the same reason, Maureen, that, you know, the way at the Oscars, comedy movies rarely rate? Comedy is never, I suppose, taken as seriously as serious films.
I know, yeah, and I don't know why, because, I mean, if you think about it, when you're making a drama, you're telling a story from A to B to C with all its kind of varying beats. But when you're telling a comedy, you're doing that as well, but you're also telling jokes which have their kind of journey from A to B to C. And so you've got to land those as well as landing the story at the exact same time. So you're juggling more balls, so you have to be far more skillful.
And most people, if you sat them down and said, what's your favorite film ever? I would say comedy would be like a majority of people's favourite genre if they were to pick one. Like,
except for everybody who says Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, but they just say that.
I do love that film, though. It is great.
It is. So the Dublin International Comedy Film Festival, a first. How does it work? Because obviously we're in COVID and all that.
I know, yeah. And that's the thing. It's kind of good timing in a weird way because everyone needs a laugh. You know, and that's the thing, like most people's favorite films are comedies. So we're drawing like a massive crowd, way bigger than I think it would ever have been if we didn't have lockdown, you know, if we didn't have COVID. So it's going to be online. So the website is DublinInternationalComedyFilmFest.com. And tickets are €5 each. And that's for everything.
So wow.
You get feature films. Yep. You get short sketches, web series from Ireland and all around the world. And then we're also doing Q&As, and we have loads of stand-up comedians, like brilliant ones. So
it's the third and fourth of December, which is Thursday and Friday. What happens when you pay your fiver? Is there a time you need to sit down, or can you just watch the things whenever you want, or how does it work?
Well, so we'll kick off at 9 a.m. on the 3rd of December, and so then you can start watching any and all of the films immediately. And then as we go through the day, there's a program on the website. At 12 noon, we'll announce nominations on Thursday. Then at 2 p.m., we'll have a roundtable for writing comedy. And this is all on Zoom link.
Right.
So basically, when you buy your ticket, you send us your email. And we'll send into your email the password for the film.
Mm-hmm.
And the Zoom link, so you can attend all of these talks.
Brilliant.
And you can ask questions and be a part of it, kind of thing.
Really cool. I mean, as a maker and writer of comedy films yourself, what were the pivotal movies that you remember growing up or that you saw that kind of sent you down this path?
Oh gosh, I mean, so many. I'm a huge Chaplin fan. Like passive Chaplin fan, so like City Lights, The Great Dictator.
You must have been one of the few little girls in the neighborhood sitting down to watch Charlie Chaplin films.
I know, yeah. I think it's because my dad and my brother really liked them, so I was kind of intrigued, and then I started watching them.
I used to watch that 20s and 30s comedian, Harold Lloyd.
I remember him well, hanging out of the clock.
Yeah, but only because that's the only comedy that RTE could afford to buy was like 80-year-old comedy series. So that's why I ended up watching Harold Lloyd.
I had other choices. I still liked Harold Lloyd and Friends. Okay, so let's talk about the features, because if people are fans of comedy films, what kind of things are they going to see for a fiver?
Sure. So in the international features, we have Hotel Limbo coming from Canada. And that's by writer-director Tina Adams. So it's essentially like a rom-com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely brilliant. And it's just about a young woman who inherits a fortune, essentially. And she inherits a massive hotel and she has to go run it. And all the chaos that kind of ensues around her then as well.
Right.
And then we have the South African Spook Hunter. And that's actually from the UK. And that's hilarious.
So the South African Spook Hunter is the name of the movie?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
It's a mockumentary.
Amazing.
It's about Maddie Vance, who's actually a plumber. But on his spare time, he goes hunting for ghosts. And exercising houses and stuff.
So people are going to get a chance to have a look at Irish and international comedy films and sketches and all that maybe they wouldn't normally see. Or they'll certainly be first to see them.
That's right. Yeah,
I like
exactly.
that. I like that. Yeah, a little sneak behind the curtain.
And on top of that, then, as you said, you've got all this, regular stand-up and the Q&A, so if you're interested in writing comedy, there's loads in it. It's an amazing festival to put together for a fiver. Fair play to you, Maureen.
Yeah, sure. No, it's good crack anyway. Oh. And everyone's kind of, everyone's on board.
Well, let's hope it's the first of many and we're coming back next year to revisit the second one.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, God, I'd love for you to come back to the actual physical event. That'd be amazing.
And will we get to see any of your stuff?
Well, my stuff is in the out of competition because obviously I can't, win awards at my own film festival.
Yeah.
So I have a feature film called Spa Weekend that I... co-wrote I directed and I acted and stuff. And then I have two shorts as well, Tespish and about hapless actors, Miterhood, about a 35-year-old woman who doesn't really want to have kids but is being put under pressure to. So, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Right. Well, look, Maureen O'Connell, director of the Dublin International Comedy Film Festival, the inaugural Dublin International Comedy Film Festival. Thanks very much. People can go to Dublin International Comedy Film Fest.com for tickets for a fiver. Thanks a million. See you, Maureen.
Brilliant. Bye, thank Maureen. You so much. Appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Bye.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.